Hi. Sir, we're going to release the text. It's all right.
Sure.
All right.
Also, it's better you can put out the detrimental cancer. I have finished that in the microchips. But I thought that if you'd like it, since we were going to take off next morning, whatever, that you could give that out the night before.
All right.
But the asshole's right, you know, and go out and do a comment.
All right.
Okay. I mean, on Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
I was Kentucky. They pay their respects to their favorite son.
Yes, sir. It was nice. They're really supportive of it.
And they support you.
It was a good opportunity to talk about, you know, a lot of the things. You know, I observed here, I said the whole speech talking about
sure.
What you and how you were in the office and talked about the Soviet Union. They really sparked to that story about the three collective leaders walking in the door and you walk in alone from the other door. The first words that you said to me, gentlemen, I've been an anti-communist all my life. I want you to
were you there when that happened?
Yes, sir. And I want you to know that my position hasn't changed. There was the silence for a while. And Kosygin said, we know, the well-deserved reputation. And I said, it was on that note of reality that these historic negotiations began. And get up and again, cheer, because it shows, you see, that, you haven't.
I had forgotten it was said exactly that way.
Yes, sir.
I brought it in and I know. That's what he started out.
And then talking about, my option. Another claim that I made, which was a fact that I had done this before, was a quote from your acceptance speech where you said, you said, in addition to that, I made this solemn commitment to, consecrate all I can.
Sorry, that was 68.
That's right. Your acceptance speech in 69. Your inaugural address.
Inaugural, yeah.
Right. To achieve world peace.
Yeah.
And then refer to what you've done in terms of the sort of accomplishment.
You know, when you think of all the Asian crime.
Yes, sir.
And the China-Russia thing.
But they are really responsive to that.
Now, like you start talking about international monetary banks and communists, big deal, Schultz, Harvard. It is to this crowd. I think that we're to the average person, they go, what the Christ is all about. Do they?
No.
It's all right. It's important. It's what I'm supposed to be doing. Right? Doesn't that do any harm?
Louis Nunn was there, had some great things to say. He's very popular. I think he's going to do all right. Jimmy Snyder was there. He's kind of a nut.
Jimmy Snyder?
Yeah.
Berger.
But
he's our friend. No, he has to be.
The place I really enjoyed was going back to the high school, though, out on the football field. And again,
your high school?
Yes, sir. And again, that gave you an opportunity to talk about, the important thing, is relating to football.
Yeah.
Not making the team, but not getting up again and fighting. And I referred to
the fact that I
used
to.
Yes. Right.
Henry, he wanted you to say that McGovern's playing policy. I don't referred to him by name, he never referred to him, always say, I'm not going to comment on what he said. I'm going to say, here is the, here are the facts. Here is the facts are that we think that we go that people have been walking home as soon as possible. It's their choices whether they want to go home. And they have its own form, not general money.
That's where I'm at.
And people, and no one, you could say, no one should play politics with this, so, this business. And we're certainly not going to.
Right.
But I would be very careful that they don't have a quote out of here. Well, that may be some quotes I'm trying to, but I just don't like it. For us, the White House, ever to dignify it. Now, he's driving them up the Copenhagen Wall for me. You see, I don't mention some of the questions. I never say a word. I think it's very important that you just play it that way. I just don't have exactly what you and I agreed on.
That statement you've got now, I think,
just what's the fact?
One other thing, Mr. President, before I go away, I wanted to check with you. You're going to announce today the formation of an anti-terror cabinet-level committee. It's pure.
I agreed with
him. He did when we said you wanted it. He's chairman of it.
Well, the price thinks he should be more.
The reason we do it, Mr. President, is good for your meeting with the Jewish leaders tomorrow. The Israelis want it. It doesn't cost us a goddamn thing. It's like the narcotics.
Let's put the head of the FBI on the line. Sure. I don't want to just have a bunch of jerks in city.
No. It's a cabinet level committee, and it gives Rogers a lot of prestige.
Well, fine. Let's put Old Helms and Rocket and put ex officio Old Helms and Pat Gray on.
Good.
Ex officio. All right.
Easy to do. Secondly, I talked about the interest now about your meeting with the Jewish leaders. He thinks it would be good if you made a brief opening statement. And he said the way to handle it is, don't let them ask you too many questions. You should say, I'm writing it out, and you'll get it. But you should say, look, our policy has been consistent. Every phantom that goes to Israel was put in by my administration. 2/3 of the Skyhawks.
Give me that.
We have supported Israel. We've done it not for the election. We've done it for 4 years, and I would say we'll continue to do it, because in that area, we'll continue to support them.
I want to say I made no big promises before the elections, and I'm going to be very cold-blooded with them, and I said I'm quite aware of the fact that I had very little support from the Jewish community, and you're aware of that fact, but I did it because I believe that Israel's at risk of our interest. That's why I was supporting.
That's right. I don't change my view. Just 4 weeks before the election, or will I change it after the election? Rabin says, if you give them that feeling, they'll be, and then you can say, now, as for the immigration, I've also talked to Javis about it, without telling him, and he said, that would be the line that would go well. He said, as for the immigration, I would say, we oppose this policy, or we oppose it, but we have to handle it in our own way, and in the context of this general commitment. Now, one other thing that Rabin
Before you remember the other thing, let me say that we ought to buy a candle in person. I will say now, a lot of you are not as aware of the conversations I have had with the Prime Minister, and I have a very close relationship with her. She calls me on the phone many times. You don't read about the press. And I said, she knows, and she can count. She knows that when people talk loosely about the fact, well, we'll send American forces to help Israel. I said, how are they going to go swim? I said, the main thing. I said, I talked to her about this. I said, we don't want your men. She said, give us the arms. We keep hold the ring against the Russians. I said, that's what we're doing. I'm going to stick it to them on that.
Right.
I think the other point that needs to be made to them also, I said, one thing is that over the past 4 years, whether it's with China, Russia, any other areas, we've always done a lot more than you said. I'm not going to tell you what we've done, but I just want you to know this is what I believe for these people. But I know you've got to trust me as to the best way to do it.
Excellent.
Something like that.
And I wouldn't go into any further detail.
I can.
Now, Rabin told me that McGovern, when he talked to this group, talked a lot about the UN. And he said that turned them all off. And so you could get in a crack at the UN. We're not counting at the UN. We're doing it ourselves or something like
that. Right.
Secondly, Rabin told me, and I'm going to mention this to Haldeman, that Gary Hart gave a speech at George Washington University last week saying every time Israel makes a move against Lebanon or Syria, the United States should publicly condemn it. And he said we ought to get that out, and he said we don't really, and he'd get it out for us if we...
Why do we want to get it out? Does he mean we ought to publicly condemn it?
Gary Hart said we ought to condemn Israel every time it moves against it.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll tell him right now, but he says if anybody here takes Gary Hart on, he will see to it that it will go all over the Jewish community. He just has to have a peg to hang it on. I mean, Rabin is all out on our side.
He said that, the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, we've been very careful about that. We think Israel should be condemned privately, you know.
That's right.
Never publicly.
That's right. That's why you mentioned it.
Son of a bitch. I think Gary Hart's anti-Semitic, though, they tell me.
Oh, yeah. Rick Stern is definitely anti-Semitic.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Stern is the one that's anti-Semitic. Why is it that in that crowd they would have that sort of anti-Semitism? What in the name of God? Because he's got to have the Jewish shoulders. Why are they? And Mankiewicz is. No, he isn't Jewish. He's in Lebanese, isn't he?
He's probably Jewish.
It doesn't make any difference. But the point is, why are they digging on?
Because the radicals. Well, they are stupid, but they're doctrinaire. These radicals now, they're forming an international of radical movements.
And so, therefore, they're on the side of
the
guerrillas. There it is, there it is. Of course, they're going to run a big lot of riots against us when the San Francisco one falls back.
I think that helps you.
Yeah,
they kill it. Okay, then I'll see you off then. And so let's go with that anti-terrorism committee.
I'm glad you insisted that I make this historic speech to the International Monetary Fund.
It's an awful speech, but it makes you, it identifies you.
What else would you say? I work on it over the weekend. I put it in the
a little bit. God, I think in the light of what's going to happen tomorrow with Schulte's speech.
What?
In the light of Schulte's speech.
Oh, yeah.
Which you identify with.
Oh,
will,
yeah.
It will give you a reputation for constructive leadership. And I've got word to Pompidou ahead of time and to Eve, and they're both delighted to send messages over the weekend to you.
The Pompidou and Eve, that what?
About the substance of which direction we are.